science and technology.
Human evolution. Ask the family. Human ancestry has just got more complicated.
One of the oddest things about Homo sapiens is that he is alone. Though storytellers have filled the world with imaginary hominids, from woodland pixies to mountain giants, no sign of the real thing has ever been seen. But that was not true in the past. As recently as 40,000 years ago, there were three other species of human on Earth: Neanderthals in Europe, the hobbits of Flores in Indonesia, and a recently discovered and still mysterious group of creatures called the Denisovans, who lived in Central Asia. And now there is evidence that similar diversity existed earlier in human history, a little under 2 million years ago, in Africa. This evidence, just published in Nature, has been provided by a team led by Maeve Leakey of the Turkana Basin Institute in Nairobi, Kenya. Dr. Leakey is a member of an illustrious paleontological clan. Her husband, Richard, discovered in 1967 that the area around Lake Turkana is a good place to look for human fossils, and made many important finds there. Richard's parents, Lewis and Mary, had earlier been responsible for showing the same was true of Olduvai Gorge in Tanzania. And in 1999, Dr. Leakey herself found a new species of hominid called Kenyanthropus platyops. At 3.5 million years old, Kenyanthropus predates Homo, the genus to which modern humans belong. Her latest discoveries, however, add to that genus too. The problem with studying humanity's fossil record is that it is so sparse. A jawbone here, a brain case there. Often, it is difficult to know if different bones have come from the same species or not. Even multiple examples of the same type of bone can mislead. What looks like two species might actually be the male and the female of one. Such confusion has bedeviled the interpretation of the human fossils found near Lake Turkana. Some paleontologists see a single variable species called Homo habilis. Others add a second, Homo rudolfensis. The new fossils found by Dr. Leakey and her team, which includes a third Leakey generation in the form of her daughter Louise, may, however, help clear up what is going on. One of the new specimens, known as KMNER62000, has a face like the type specimen of Homo rudolfensis, the fossil that defines the species, if species it turns out to be, though it seems to be from an adolescent, whereas the type specimen is an adult. Crucially, 62000 has a reasonably well-preserved upper jaw, which the type specimen lacks. A computer reconstruction suggests this upper jaw meshes well with the second of Dr. Leakey's discoveries, a lower jaw, KMNER60000. She is not suggesting they are from the same individual, since they are of different ages, but they seem to come from the same species, namely Homo rudolfensis. Equally significantly, a different computer reconstruction shows that the upper jaw of 62000 does not match another famous fossil from the area, known as KMNER1802. This was found in 1973 and had previously been thought likely to be the lower jaw of rudolfensis. What 1802 actually is now obscure. It is too different from what this chain of reasoning suggests was the shape of Homo rudolfensis to be explained by sexual dimorphism, unless the sexes differed in this species in ways not seen in any other primate. But its previous attribution was made because it does not look much like Homo habilis either. It seems then that at least two and possibly three species of Homo were stalking the East African savanna a little under 2 million years ago. Habilis, rudolfensis, and something as yet unnamed. The intertwining history of the human family and the Leakey family has just become even more complicated.